There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Taiwan's representative in Israel, Abby Yaping Li, visited the Bianmen Regional Council, met with local leaders this weekend, and donated funds for the new Nanasi Medical Center. She laid a cornerstone at the site, marking the first foreign donation to Judea and Samaria communities. Israel Gantz praised Taiwan's support, highlighting growing international recognition of Israel's presence in the region and emphasized the importance of medical collaboration. Moving down under, and Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has announced the creation of an anti-hate task force following the East Melbourne synagogue fire and arrest of a suspect. The task force, including government, police and community representatives, aims to improve safety for Jews and all Victorians. The government also pledged funding for mental health support and security upgrades, highlighting the importance of strong leadership in combating hate and violence. In the United Kingdom, an Islamic charity has received a formal warning and trustee disqualification after a divisive sermon about Jews post-Hamas attacks. The sermon, delivered by trustee Harun Holmes, included inflammatory language and lacked proper context, breaching charity guidelines. Charity has since improved governance, but the case highlights concerns over the misuse of charities to promote hate, especially amid ongoing Middle East conflicts. During a rally, President Trump faced criticism after referring to bankers as Shylocks, a term linked to anti-Semitic stereotypes from Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. He claimed ignorance of its offensive connotations, stating he had never perceived it as anti-Semitic. Critics, including the Anti-Defamation League and lawmakers, condemned his language, arguing it perpetuates harmful stereotypes. The incident highlights ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism in politics. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines this week. Prime Minister Netanyahu has arrived in the United States before meeting President Trump. He will also hold discussions with Secretary of State Rubio and Envoy Witkoff later today. Pro-Palestinian protesters in Melbourne chanted death to the IDF during a rally this weekend after recent violence, including synagogue arson. Jewish communities in Australia face increased fear due to rising anti-Semitic incidents targeting children, schools, and places of worship. An 18-year-old French-German cyclist has been missing in Iran since June the 16th. French authorities are warning against travel to Iran, citing its policy of detaining Westerners presumed to be spying for Israel. Anti-Israel activists in Poland target a film festival, criticizing its bank sponsorship linked to Israel's arms industry. Israel plans to call up 54,000 ultra-Orthodox seminary students after a Supreme Court ruling ended their exemption from military service. UNRWA accuses Israel of endangering staff and harming its reputation through unsubstantiated neutrality claims, while Israel counters by alleging UNRWA's involvement in terrorism, escalating tensions between the two. And finally, historian Jonathan Sarner, a leading figure in American Jewish history, has significantly shaped the field with works like his definitive 2004 book, American Judaism, A History. At 70, he has now announced his retirement from teaching at Brandeis University to focus on research, including a forthcoming book on Mark Twain and the Jews. Sarner's works define the importance of understanding anti-Semitism within American history, challenging dismissive views of its persistence. Celebrated for his broad insights, Sarner remains committed to connecting historical knowledge with contemporary Jewish life issues, advocating for a nuanced, contextual approach to Jewish history. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.